Ahoy there, me hearties. This be Captain Silverhook, and you're listening to the Two Old Pirates podcast. Set sail for an open sea of stories, tales, and some really crazy stuff. I expect you to like and subscribe, lest you be walking the plank. Ha
Hey, and welcome to the Two Old Pirates, episode 95. It's your boy, DeWolf, and I'm back. I hope that you'll enjoy this very short episode. What I decided to do to give you guys a little bit something until we do our next big episode is I wanted to go ahead and cover some of the most famous singers or bands that never hit number one. Some of these are probably going to take you, back a bit because you're going to do like, no, I remember that song. That was a hit. Or I remember that band. They had a number one hit. They had at least none of these bands or singers ever scored a number one hit, even though some of them are in the top five, top 10, or top 15 biggest selling artists of all time. So buckle up. Get ready. I'm going to include some audio clips. Hopefully it doesn't get banned so that you guys will remember these songs, remember the times that they're from. And I'm sorry if my eye right there looks a little red, but I played tennis today and I got something in it and I rubbed it. It's kind of messed up. So, all right. So here we go. Starting off the first and probably one of the biggest bands, probably the top, one of the top five biggest bands of all time, Led Zeppelin. Yes, for those of you that love Led Zeppelin and Stairway to Heaven and all the different songs that they had, their biggest hit ever was Whole Lotta Love, which hit number four. Coming in as another big band that is one of the biggest selling bands of all time, Kiss. Yes, Kiss. The band that was so big in the 70s and 80s and continued on, their biggest hit was a number seven song called Beth.
If I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Me and the boys are playing, and we just can't find the sound.
Well, if that didn't take you back a little bit, maybe we'll move on to another one. For those of you that are a little bit younger, you might have remembered that there was two boy bands that really faced off at the turn of the around 2000, 2001. There was NSYNC and there's the Backstreet Boys, right? The Backstreet Boys never hit number one. Their biggest hit was a number two hit. They got one spot away from the number one spot on the chart, but they hit number two with Quit Playing Games With My Heart. Do you remember that song?
Quit playing games with my heart.
Now, a legend that maybe some of you that are younger than ever heard about, there was a famous singer who really was a big folk artist, and his name was Bob Dylan. And he had two number two hits. Never hit the top spot, but he had two number two hits, which was Like a Rolling Stone and Rainy Day Women, number 12 and number 35. A band that's been around for well over 30 years and is considered one of the biggest grunge slash rock bands of all time, Pearl Jam, which is known for Jeremy and Black and Don't Call Me Daughter. And I mean, there's Given to Fly. They had one number two hit ever, and it was a cover of an old song from the 50s, but it was called Last Kiss. Well, for you youngsters out there, you probably had a crush or knew somebody who had a crush on at least one member of this boy band, One Direction. I've asked a lot of people, and they're like, oh no, they had plenty of number one hits. One Direction never had a number one hit in the United States. Their biggest hit ever was Best Song Ever, which hit number two.
We dance all night to the best song ever. We knew every line. Now I can't remember how it goes, but I know that I won't forget.
next up, I'd like to bring up one of my favorite bands, and they're considered one of the four biggest British bands of all time. They're called The Who. And they, you know, Bob O'Reilly, My Generation, Won't Get Fooled Again. I mean, just song after song after song. But their biggest hit was their only top 10 hit. It hit number 9, and it was called I Can See for Miles. You remember this song?
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
All right, so we've gone through a bunch already. I wanted to go ahead and go into maybe some more modern work. There was a band that just blew up out of nowhere, and they had so many hits that have gone platinum and quadruple platinum and stuff. Imagine Dragons. If you know Imagine Dragons, you know how hot they were for a while. But yet, they never hit number one. Their biggest hit was Radioactive. Do you remember this song? That was a great song, but it could only inch up to number 3. It's kind of crazy, right? Well, one of my favorites, known as The Boss, Mr. Bruce Springsteen, has been making music for close to 50 years and has numerous platinum albums and numerous top hits. But in that long storied history, he never had a number one hit. At his peak, at the top, he had a number 2 hit off of Born in the USA album, and it was called Dancing in the Dark. Do you remember this song?
Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Oh, that takes me back. That was a great song. So we've gone through a lot of different bands here that maybe you've heard of, maybe you didn't know. I'm going to close off with two more. One of my favorite bands, I own every single thing that they've ever released, and they started off as a very alternative band, but then they became the biggest band in America for about a 4-year period of time, R.E.M. And, you know, they had a career from about 81 or 82 until 2011. They were together for a very long time. And at their pinnacle, they had several top 10 hits, but they only had one that almost hit number one, but only hit number 4. And it's one of my favorite songs of all time, Losing My Religion. Do you remember this song from 1991?
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spot.
And now to finish up kind of strong, there's only one band that everybody should feel bad for. Creedence Clearwater Revival, or CCR as some people call them. They were one of the, if not the biggest band for a good 2.5-year period in American history. This is during the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, the Stones, the Who, the Kinks, all these big bands. And this band dominated all over the world and had not one, not two, not three, not four. They had five, count them, number 2 hits. 5 chances to hit that top level of number 1, and they missed out 5 times. The first song that they had that hit number 2, Proud Mary. Their second number 2 was Bad Moon Rising. Love this song. Listen to this.
Don't go around tonight. Well, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the right.
Their third number 2 was Green River. Great groove song. Listen to this.
Love to kick my feet, went down a shallow water.
Their fourth number 2 song was Traveling Band. Great song.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah.
And finally, their last number 2 hit, their fifth in about a 2-year period of time, the most ever by a band to never have a number 1 hit, was Looking Out My Back Door. So those are some of the bands that I wanted to cover and some of the artists that never had a number one hit and probably never will with today's music and stuff. But they all came really, really close, especially like CCR and Bob Dylan combined. They had 7 number two hits between Dylan and CCR. So if you like some of those songs and you remember them, they never hit number one, but those were the biggest hits by these bands. I hope that you really, really enjoyed episode 95. I love music, guys. I love music so, so much. If you enjoy this, please comment. Let me know what songs you like from these artists. There might have been some cuts that didn't make it onto the radio that you've always listened to and been close to. Maybe there's a personal story why you like it. Let me know these. Let us hear them. All right? So, for episode 95, I hope that you enjoy this. Please share. Please subscribe if you haven't. And please comment. And episode 96 will be coming up soon. I love you. Peace out. The Wolf.